Vincent Jackson, are there many, are there other wide receivers in the league? It seems like, you know, he's got the ability to stretch the field vertically, but he gets a lot of yards after catch, too, and maybe some of the more intermediate or underneath stuff. Does that make him unique in this league, or are there several others who sort of fit that mold?
I mean, obviously, Vincent Jackson is a great wide receiver in the NFL. Has a tremendous combination of size, speed, ability, like you said, to run after catch. Does a good job of breaking tackles, whether it's, you know, a stiff arm or just being able to run through arm tackles. Does a good job of getting off the ball, you know, versus press coverage, and then just does a great job in his routes, understanding the coverage that is being played against him, finding the open zone, if it's zone, working away from leverage, if it's man, being able to take the top off the defense in the vertical pass game. So, I mean, certainly he has a phenomenal skill set for his position. It's tangible. Make him really an outstanding player.
Matt, they have a chance to have both their guards together for the first time, and Joseph and Nix, if that happens. What challenges do those two sort of present in terms of, they almost like built that line around them in terms of going out to get Nix? I mean, no, Joseph was a high draft pick.
I mean, certainly across the board, you know, their offensive line has done a really good job, both in the run and the pass game. Obviously, Nix and Joseph are two very good, very big offensive linemen with Zutaw in between them. You know, three smart players that do a good job in recognizing defenses and like I said, run blocking and getting some good movement at the line of scrimmage. I mean, obviously, Freeman's done a good job in there and been able to hold the fort. So I think, obviously, they felt comfortable with what they've had in the front. But certainly, you know, Nix is a great player that would, you know, obviously be able to step in and continue doing all the things that they're doing well right now. And like I said, just doing a great job of handling the run game along with the pass protection and just being a big offensive line, big front up inside.
Hey, Matt, how do you feel about how the defensive line has performed through two games? And with the amount that they've played, do you have to worry about keeping them fresh as the season goes along?
I think, you know, like everybody on defense, we're obviously working hard to get better every week, and that's something we're trying to, you know, to see on film and obviously practice that way. And certainly the defensive line is just like everybody else, where we're trying to improve week to week, and, you know, there's definitely some positive there that we've seen, and hopefully we can keep improving as we go forward. I mean, certainly we're obviously just playing each game as the game itself and, you know, handling whatever comes that game, in particularly individually on its own. So we're just going trying to go out and improve every week and do whatever we can to win every week, and that's really our focus.
We've seen some contributions from Michael Buchanan just in terms of that sub-rushing role. What has he been able to do just from when he first arrived as a seventh-round draft choice to the present day to put himself in position to be part of that mix for you?
Well, certainly, I think it's like everybody that comes in day one in the spring, no matter how they arrive here, is obviously just trying to go out and prove that they can earn a position on the roster and contribute somehow, you know, to the defense. And certainly, Michael's done a good job since he got here of improving and trying to learn the game and trying to get better. And certainly, you know, with everybody that is on the roster, we prepare each week to play and to get ready to, you know, to go out and do our job that weekend. So he's been able to handle that, you know, in his capacity. Like I said, do a real good job of, you know, trying to improve, you know, from the fundamental techniques to everything that we're asking to do as a defensive end, just try to get better. So certainly someone that, you know, came in and showed us some different things throughout the spring and training camp that we thought, you know, he'd be able to help us win.
Like what physical traits do you see? I mean, does he have longer arms than maybe the norm? Is he more powerful than the norm? Is it quickness?
I mean, I would say every player obviously has his own physical traits that you know, help him compete in different levels. Certainly, Michael's he's a very long guy. You know, he has good leverage with his arms and his length. And, you know, like I said, if he could keep working to improve, to be able to use that, then he will certainly get better. But, I mean, I think it's across the board. Everyone's trying to, you know, take their skill sets that they have and try to work them and fine-tune their craft and just try to improve with the fundamentals. And that's really where we get to start, is with the fundamentals and just trying to get better at the basic techniques that we're asking them to. But certainly Mike is, you know, he's a long guy, obviously, which, you know, helps you when you're out there on the edge against those offensive tackles that are also very usually pretty long-armed guys, tall guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
Yep, appreciate it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.